Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is
a... What was running through the defendant's mind explains why this happened. It does not justify his behavior.
That's Hayden Hudson, one of the state attorney, assistant state attorney, talking yesterday during the trial over Sean Hollenbeck. And this is the Uber story. This is where his daughter hired an Uber to go across county, to go to Pensacola to do stuff shouldn't be doing. Comes back late at night. Sean is worried about his daughter, follows her on a tracking app, comes out to the car with his gun and points it at the guy, rifle, I believe, says, give me your driver's license, holds him, kidnaps him, detains him, however you want to look at it. The Uber driver eventually lets him go. He calls the cops. Cops come and arrest Sean for, you know, kidnapping and aggravated battery. It's not assault because it didn't actually hurt him, but it's battery because of the threat of harm, right? And we talked about this with the sheriff's office at the time. We've talked about the rules of gun use many, 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 many times. And as, again, Hayden Hudson says, look, it's very understandable. It's just not legal. And the technicality there is, you know, pointing a gun at somebody as if to shoot them is not justified unless you have a reasonable, articulable threat to your life or limb or somebody else's life and limb. And he didn't have that at that time. It's every parent gets this, every parent understands, but it's not what you're allowed to do. At least that was the state attorney's office's position.
Now, when you were held at gunpoint, how did you feel?
Terrified. I pled for my life and said, I'm just an Uber driver. I have a son. Please don't shoot.
And to close the arguments out, he says,
I submit to you that a reasonable person is not going to run up on a vehicle not knowing who is in the vehicle, not knowing where the vehicle's coming from, having no facts about the occupants of that vehicle with a loaded firearm. This is not Fallujah, Iraq.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't have said that last part. It's too pointed, too personal to a veteran. He didn't need to say it. I wish he would have not said that last part. So that's the state attorney's office position. You can't threaten somebody, even on your own property, with a gun unless they are really articulable a threat to your life or limb or somebody else's life or limb. And he didn't have that justification at the time. So Channel 3, by the way, doing great coverage of this story yesterday. So the jury comes back and acquits him and says, nope, we're not going to punish him for these things. Of course, he's gone through hell in the process of getting to that end result. His attorney, one of his attorneys, Keith Kilpatrick.
He should have never been arrested. This was a father that protected his daughter. And they stopped at my client, doing the right thing. And, picked him out, and he should have never been arrested.
He was just doing what any other parent in the situation might well have done. I think any of us can put ourselves in those shoes and imagine doing this, and that's the point they were making.
With this verdict today, it shows the parents of Santa Rosa County that it's not illegal to protect your children. And that's what's important.
That's Justin Sutherland, the other attorney, Sean Hollenbeck, for his part after the trial.
If they just would have slowed it down and actually looked at the information instead of flying the plane right into the tunnel vision into the mountain, they destroyed my life, lost my job, my family went through hell. It's absurd if they just would have done their job.
And the thing was so bad that he'd rather take fire, having been in combat before, he'd rather take fire than go through this whole trial and allegations and media and jobs prospect. And he's got a charity that he oversees, I guess, and it's a horse-based charity. And, you know, that may all go away and liquidating his assets, all that kind of stuff.
I said this in there and I mean it. I would rather get shot at than go through that again in combat.
And he wants, he wants an apology. You know, I don't think he's likely to get any compensation from anybody, but he wants an apology from the sheriff's office.
It's a blessing. It's prayers are answered and common sense. I can't even believe my family had to go through this. I think from the testimony that came out, I hope that the sheriff's office reviews what happened and press charges on the right people.
So what's my perspective on this? I'll tell you in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Let's see here. If you're on Highway 29 approaching I-10 southbound, there's an accident at Highway 29 in Hope Drive that's causing some roadblock there. Also, if you're on Davis Highway going southbound toward Olive Road, I'm seeing some major backups in that area also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you have a home improvement project that you're working on, you need equipment, you need safety gear, you need to know how to solve a problem, whatever it is, or you just want advice, you know, Pensacola Hardware is there for you. They've been doing this for 174 years. They know how to do it. They know the codes. They know the products. They know what's the best product. They don't always sell the cheapest thing. That's true. If you want the absolute bare bones cheapest thing, they may not always have it. But, you know, cheap isn't always cheap. Right? I mean, sometimes it costs you more money in the long run to buy the cheap thing three times than to buy the little bit more expensive thing that's going to last you, you know, four or five times as long as the other one, right? I mean, that's very, very normal. They also want to make sure that you get the end result. They will stand by their products. They will teach you how to use their products. Some of them are very particular and can be dangerous if they're not used properly. They care about all that stuff. I mean, it's really the experts on construction supply, home improvement supply, whatever the case may be. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since before the Civil War, since 1851. All right, back to this conversation about the trial in Santa Rosa County. What would you have ruled, what would you have voted if you were on the jury? Would you have voted to convict him of kidnapping and aggravated assault, or would you have voted to acquit him of kidnapping and aggravated assault? Here's my thought. A lot of discretion, a lot of different parts of this case. Generally speaking, now specifically speaking, I do think he broke the law. We've had so many conversations about appropriate use of a gun that I feel pretty confident in knowing exactly what the law, because I want you to know. That's why we talk about this with so many of our law partners. You can't point a gun at somebody unless you're justified in shooting them. And he's not justified in shooting him. To me, it's that simple. Can he hold a gun on his property? Can he have it carried? Sure. Can he brandish it? Can he menace? Maybe. Maybe not. That's a little gray. But when you point it at somebody, you better be prepared to shoot them, and he's not justified in shooting. Therefore, you have a violation. Even though I totally understand where he's coming from, and I absolutely empathize with him in the situation and his fear and his concern for his daughter— and frankly, I really empathize with him for having to go through this hell of dealing with it after the fact. It's awful. The court system is expensive to navigate. Lawyers are expensive. It takes time. It's horrible. Here's the other part of this. If I'm on a jury, I'm doing exactly what the jury did. I'm acquitting him. You say, what? He broke the law, but you'd acquit him. That is the whole purpose of juries. Jury nullification is the concept that we believe you broke the law as it exists, but we, the jury of your peers, under these circumstances particularly, are not going to punish you for it because we believe it would be to do injustice to simply follow the law. This is why we have juries, to prevent governments from making mistakes, because the law is general, the cases are particular. So I affirm the jury's decision. I certainly respect their ability to make it. Another jury might come to a different conclusion. Okay. So how can it be that it was the right thing to charge him, arguably the right thing to prosecute? I think the SAO, that's when we could talk about that some. But from the jury's perspective, sure, no problem. Acquit him. Now, what sucks the most is that he had to go through all of this for so long. I agree that the justice system is too slow, too costly, too difficult to navigate. It shouldn't be that way. This should have, could have been resolved within a week. Even with a trial and jury nullification. And by the way, jury nullification doesn't set a precedent. Nobody can come on next and say, well, he got off, therefore I get to get off. That's not how it works. They never set the precedent. But I do have a couple of thoughts. Thoughts that you might not have considered, okay, in this situation. Here's the first one. Have you ever heard the expression, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6? A lot of people say that. Okay, this is what it looks like to get judged by 12. I mean, he didn't actually shoot but you get the point. Getting judged by 12 is not an easy, light, simple, cheap thing. That sucks too. I mean, that's right. And that's worth mentioning. We sometimes say these expressions with bravado, and maybe a little less bravado might help. I'm not saying heated. I'm saying just in general. The other thought is this, and this will probably warp your brain a little bit, but that's why I'm asking you the question. I'm pointing this out. So at the moment when he's pointing the gun at the Uber driver, if you're the Uber driver, and by the way, some people said the Uber driver shouldn't have taken her in the first place. Okay, yes, I get it. There's lots of blame to go around. Okay, I get that. But at the very point where he is pointing the gun at the Uber driver, if the Uber driver had been armed, and if the Uber driver had been fast, and if the Uber driver had shot and killed Sean Hollenbeck, would he have been able to claim self-defense, stand your ground? 100%. Because somebody was actually threatening his life imminently with the weapon. And he would have won that case. And if that's true, then there has to have been something on the other side that wasn't what it should have been. Now, I'm glad that didn't happen. I'm glad all that happened was nobody died. But anyway, just some thoughts to consider. And again, jury nullification is a real thing, and this is the prime example of jury nullification. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go, or what to do, or where to buy, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are 1 to maybe 4 at most. 3 typically is more normal, 2 years old. Low miles, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles. They're going to warranty them to 10 years or 100,000 miles. They'll take great care of you. That's the only kind of car they sell, the good quality cars. And you can drive a lot of different ones. And you don't have to drive all around town and remember which one you drove where and who you talked to and what you said. You know, keep your story straight. It's just one person or barely a person. Here's the keys, go drive. Another one, drive. Okay, fine. They're just easy. They get it. They get that nobody really likes this process, and they're there to help. We had a great experience buying a car from them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Sportsman's Night Out is back, and it's bigger than ever. This year, it's a new date and more giveaways than ever before. You could win a brand new camper, a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, hunting trips, fishing gear, and even a brand new car. It all goes down September 11th at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets? Just 10 bucks. But don't wait. They will sell out. Grab yours now at sportsmansnightout.com. Sportsman's Night Out, September 11th. Presented by Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Penton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery, so when people play, students win. Visit floridabrightfutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Seminole fans, your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
Worry not, my brother. I will be as a fly on the wall. A grain of salt in the ocean. I will slip amongst them like a transparent thing.
Oh, man, I'm getting a bunch of really good emails in here about the discussion we had. By the way, if you want an even longer discussion about this, we did it at 6 o'clock as well. I did a little bit longer, I think, at that. What's that?
We did it at 5, didn't we?
No, is it 6? It was definitely 6.
Okay.
5 o'clock was the mayor stuff. Remember the recycling and the okay. Anyway, so on the podcast, which you can always listen to on the app, which you should have the app, News Radio Pensacola, because at least on the app, then you can sign up for the contest for the FSU Alabama tickets. See all the things tie together. And if it's not loading for you, it's a pop-up contest. So as soon as you open the app, it'll pop up. Do an update on the app because apparently that's some people didn't have their update properly done. Somebody says, great discussion on the Milton father. Sean Hollenbeck, right on point. Perfect example why a show like yours should exist. The news reports a fact. Your show discusses them in detail. Great show. Well, so sweet. Thank you. Somebody says jury nullification is a wonderful thing. And a lot of times, even if you're acquitted, the process is the punishment. You don't get reimbursed what your lawyer cost, even for malicious prosecution. Yeah, that's frustrating. Somebody asks, Andrew, can the father sue Lyft or Uber, whatever, for the giving a ride to a minor? I don't know. It's a good question. Let's not forget the apparent victim. I think he should apologize to the Uber driver and lose the ability to possess a firearm. Well, he didn't get convicted, so he can't. But I get where you're going. When he saw his daughter get out of the car, he should have stood down. He knew what his daughter was doing. He was mad at the daughter, wanted to take it out on him. I won't presume to speculate that far. I just know what the law is. And I don't know. We all empathize. The question is, does empathy justify action? It doesn't a lot of times, unfortunately. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Seeing some delays on East Burgess Road, both east and westbound as you approach or leave Old Palafox Road. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Realty are fantastic at this. She will take care of you. She will help you get the deal. They sell 165 homes last year, 165, which means they are continuously selling homes, 3, 3.5, 4 every single week. Details matter. She's good at the details. She's good at doing the things that everybody kind of knows they're supposed to do, but she actually does them, actually makes sure they get done. That's why so many of these deals get all the way through to fruition. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, look her up online. Very easy to find. You'll love talking to her. 827 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Goods imported into the U.S. from India are now subject to a 50% tariff. President Trump has been...
50?
Yeah, that's what it says, 50%. President Trump has been insisting that India stop buying Russian oil while negotiations are underway to end the war in Ukraine. Vice President J.D. Vance says the U.S. is trying to make it harder for Russians to get rich from their oil economy. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he plans to announce by next month what causes autism. Kennedy discussed his autism goal during a cabinet meeting yesterday. He's long claimed environmental factors and vaccines are behind the rising rate of diagnoses. And
okay. He says he'll have the cause of autism by next month.
By September, yeah, that's what he said, yeah.
Okay, go on.
And rapper Lil Nas X is speaking for the first time since his arrest in Los Angeles. Of course, his real name, Montero Hill. He posted a video on social media Tuesday morning.
That was terrifying. That was terrifying. That was a terrifying last 4 days, but your girl is going to be all right.
Of course, he was filmed strutting down Ventura Boulevard in only his underwear and matching cowboy boots last week.
Sounds like a video shoot. Go on.
He pleaded not guilty on 4 felony charges, 3 of which are battery for injury of a police officer.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 829 News Radio 92.3. So Cracker Barrel's going to change their logo. Then they get pushback, and then they say, we hear you, but we're not changing our logo. Then President Trump says, you know what you should do is you go back to the old logo, admit you made a mistake, call a press conference and deal with it. You've got a lot of free advertising out of this. You can be a winner again. And Cracker Barrel says, okay. Okay. We thank our guests for sharing your voices and love for Cracker Barrel. We said we would listen. We have, at long last. Our new logo is going away and our old timer will remain. Cracker Barrel, it's always been and always will be about serving up delicious food and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so cool. So the right thing in the end. And I smell a work.
I see what you're saying.
From the very beginning, here's what we're going to do. We're going to freak everybody out. We're going to make them think about Cracker Barrel 24/7 for a week.
generate
all
the buzz.
We're gonna wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, and then when the president finally weighs in, because you know he will, then we'll cave and we'll give him. We'll make him look good. We'll make everybody come back. Our stock price is gonna rally, which it has, and we will have gotten a massive amount of advertising out of it. Oh, side note, the peg game no longer insults you.
What?
The peg game that used to say, you know, when you took three pegs that you were an ignoramus.
Yes, I love that.
Now when it says when you lead three or more, no need to be embarrassed, try again. They've revised the text on the peg game to be
Fox
nicer,
News,
kinder, more snowflakey.
Just hours after President Trump rolled out a new deterrent to murder in the Capitol.
Capital punishment.
The death penalty for murder. D.C. logged its first fatal shooting last night in 12 days. The district was averaging a murder every other day before Trump's federal crime enforcement. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy moves against three states who failed to enforce rules that commercial truckers can speak English and read the road signs.
We've now told them, said, listen, you don't comply. We're going to give you 30 days. We're going to pull back some of your federal money that we give you.
California and Washington approved a CDL license for the illegal migrant charged with a highway U-turn that crushed a family of three in Florida. And Health Secretary RFK Jr. says his agency is on track to identify what is causing autism in September. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got mostly cloudy skies here, 70 degrees in Pensacola. Today our forecast with Brooke Richardson on the way in just a few minutes. Well, the city of Pensacola asking FDOT to handle the removal of the Black Lives Matter mural on North A Street. The state agency gave the city just over a week to get it done. Mayor D.C. Reeves says that's not enough time.
I mean, in my mind, what really triggered saying, hey, FDOT, fine, we are absolutely going to comply, but can you just help us out? And from a resource standpoint, we'll pay the bill. But was the timeline. That's what my concern was, is to say, hey, it needs to be done in 8 days.
Yeah.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says removing that mural would also include a partial road closure on Cervantes, which is a state road that the city doesn't control. Reeves says the city does intend to comply with federal and state laws. They just need FDOT's help in meeting the deadline given. Pensacola man has been arrested on charges including lewd and lascivious molestation after allegedly grooming a 13-year-old girl over several years. 52-year-old James Lee Carter was arrested earlier this month. The victim reported hundreds of incidents of inappropriate touching and sexual comments, with a recent incident recorded in his semi-truck. Carter's been released on $250,000 bond and ordered to have no contact with the victim. His next court date is set for this Friday. Governor DeSantis questioning the need for H-1B visas. He was on Fox News last night. He called the visa program a total scam. The governor says the program's used by companies who lay off American workers and want to suppress wages. He compared the program to indentured servitude. The Milton father that held an Uber driver at gunpoint last year was found not guilty by a jury yesterday. 54-year-old Dr. Sean Hollenbeck was acquitted on charges including false imprisonment and aggravated assault with a weapon. Hollenbeck reportedly held an Uber driver at gunpoint when his daughter was dropped off at home. He'd previously thought she was missing. Hollenbeck said at the time that he thought she was in danger, so he ordered the man out of his vehicle and onto the ground. Hollenbeck is a military veteran and said at the time his years of training kicked in. Prosecutors doubted the reasonableness of his actions. But Hollenbeck says the acquittal isn't the end of the story. He now wants an apology from law enforcement for being arrested. Fort Walton Beach man facing years in prison after pleading guilty to multiple drug-related charges, including conspiracy to distribute controlled substances and money laundering. From 2018 to 2023, 35-year-old Taj Tariq Tambora Robinson was reportedly a distributor in a drug trafficking organization, supplying cocaine, fentanyl, methamphetamine, and marijuana all across northern Florida. His operation involved money laundering through real estate and vehicles. He was sentenced to 13 years in prison. A public official facing criminal charges in Gadsden County, Quincy City Clerk Janice Shackelford was arrested yesterday on fraud, grand theft, and forgery charges. The state attorney's office says she sold cemetery plots for cash and printed fake documents to conceal those actions. There's no word on how long that went on. It's 8:35 now at News Radio 92.3. And John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. But if you are on 98 westbound approaching the Garcon Point Bridge through that construction zone, traffic is backed up almost to Midway Woodlawn Beach area. So just be aware of that. You might want to plan an alternate route if you can. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Channel 3 forecast from meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful day today with temperatures slightly below average, topping out around 87 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 64. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 88. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Rain chances build back into the forecast on Friday, 30% chance of rain, high near 88 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it's cloudy and 70 right now. Our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. And your money now this morning. Our markets are not a big change here at the opening bell. The Dow's up 22 points at 45,440. S&P down 2 points, 64,63. NASDAQ down 23 points at 21,521. 10-year bond rate is up slightly at 4.281%. Gold prices down a buck, 24,32. Silver down 26 cents at 38,34. Looking at the crypto market, it is up. Bitcoin's up 213 at 111,230. Ethereum's up $18. Solana up 713. Dogecoin up by a fraction of a cent today. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines. Engineers are still studying the results, but it looks like the Starship test by SpaceX was a success last night.
Delayed by weather and technical problems, this 10th Starship test flight launched from Texas with a lot on the line.
3, 2, 1.
The last three test flights of Starship had major problems, but this one appears to have gone well, with the booster performing a controlled splashdown and the upper stage deploying dummy internet satellites before it splashed down in the Indian Ocean. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Three more places have now joined a growing list of countries that are suspending certain parcel shipments to the U.S. because of tariffs. Japan, Australia, and Taiwan, joining countries including India, South Korea, and New Zealand, were all suspending service until further notice, citing uncertainty over tariff policies. And Federal Reserve Board Governor Lisa Cook is moving to file a lawsuit challenging her removal by President Trump. According to an attorney for Cook, quote, Trump has no authority to remove Cook and the firing lacks any factual or legal basis. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I need you to pick for me, John, A or B. I'm in between two totally different topics, and I just can't pick.
Don't do that
just
to me.
Just give me an A or
Meg,
B. A or
Meg,
B.
Meg, do it.
Meg, A or B.
No.
A or B.
A.
All right, cool. How many stairs do you step when you're going up the stairs?
B.
Too late. Too late.
Yeah, when do we have a choice then?
4-3-7-16-20. 4-3-7-16-20. Are you single stair? Are you two stairs at a time? Are you half? A half would be if you step like right foot up and then left foot up also, you know, to the same stair. Like you're kind of, you know, you're really, it takes you two steps to get up one step. I wish these words were different. Because the step you take and the step you step on. God bless it. There's not enough words here. So,
I told you you should go with B.
We might be done with this in 3 minutes. We'll see. John Pickens, are you a...
I'm a singler.
So you go right, left, one stair
left
at a time.
Left, right, but yeah, because I'm left-handed.
Why you got to start with the left?
Because I'm left-handed.
That's not...
That's
what
I normally
Nobody needs to know your personal
with.
Trauma. Okay, so one step at a time.
Your trauma, how you want to look at it.
One step per step.
Boys.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 4-3-7-16-20 if anybody cares. Meg?
Elevator.
Oh,
way to not play the game.
All right.
Sorry.
You take the elevator here in the station? We do have one.
No.
If it works. I don't even know if it works.
I know
anymore.
Candy does.
Okay.
One step.
One step. So
yeah, one step.
One step per step.
Depends on the size of the stairs.
The stairs are pretty standard.
Well, sometimes you have those places that have those little teeny tiny, like you could do two at a time.
The halves.
Like, yeah, it's like, could be one.
You know, there's this thing about, what's the New York subway, I think it was where the example came from, where the stair was built to be an eighth of an inch too tall. Everybody falls. You're so
really?
Calibrated to standard step height. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
If you ever, and you know, it's kind of from my experience of this is flip flops going upstairs where there's carpet, like here in the station.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm taking my life in my hands. Not because I can't navigate stairs, but because you're calibrated to it. Like you don't hit your head in the car door when you're going in because
mm-hmm.
you know, and if you have sunglasses, you bang your sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with the flip flop. The flip flop flops down, mm-hmm. catches the stair, and then you look like a doofus. Guilty. Anyway, so.
Leaving it alone.
Here's where this question comes from. 4-3-7-16-20. I'm a two step at a time person.
Okay.
Usually. Not always, but usually.
Do you feel better about yourself when you take a two at a time?
I feel like, yeah, I'm conquering. I'm winning. I get a high score on Mario. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I'm usually almost running up a stairs.
Well.
Usually. John, you see me go upstairs all the time. Confirm.
Yes.
And also fall sometimes?
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, why is my bro in such a hurry?
I'm a fast walker.
I know.
And the stair is just there to be in my way, and I'm going to conquer it fast.
I used to not worry about holding on to something.
Okay.
I just go up the stairs.
Oh, I never use the handrail.
See, now, well,
that's a good example.
Me, there comes a day where you go, this might be a good idea to use the handrail.
That's a good corollary. Do you
right?
use the rail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I do.
And, I know when you get older, things change.
You fall a couple of times and you decide maybe
it's a
good
idea. Yeah, you take it differently. I get that. And sometimes I'm not as eager to double step it. I'm eager to double step it, not to run. Now it's funny because you could be watching me when I go up the stairs. Did he really, or is he making it up? Okay, 437-1620.
Every morning I see you go
I
up and then you run back down.
Too, yeah.
And
yeah.
I will sometimes, I don't do it here because it's too loud, but I'll almost run down the stairs too. I like going downstairs. It's fun. You can go turn sideways. You can go pretty fast.
Well, you do it here. I sit here and watch
you. You watch me kind of run
yes.
and sort of jog down the stairs
yes.
faster than I walk, right?
Right.
You're such a little kid at heart.
I didn't want you to fall because then I'd have to do the show by myself.
I just see this little kid. You look, Mom.
Five-year-old Andrew discovered a thing, and 54-year-old Andrew has never
look
stopped
at me
doing
down
it.
Down the stairs.
Oh, I'll definitely slide a railing if it's available, for sure. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. 437-1620. I can't believe we have 14 texts already. That's crazy. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on 98 westbound, headed toward the Garcon Point Bridge, just know there's about a 10 to 12 minute delay through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with you.
Meg with the sound effects. I love it. Hey, if you have a company, you have employees, you have to deal with benefits, you know, like dental, vision, life, disability, health, right? Big benefits, things that most people depend on. Yeah, you need to manage HR, you need to do payroll, all the stuff that everybody loves. You get up in the morning, you're like, today I get to deal with dental benefits. You'd rather have a dental issue than deal with dental benefits, I think most people. Well, okay, that's where Torgerson Consulting comes in. They get it. They get you don't like this stuff. They want to make it as easy as possible. And it's weird, but they like it. They like dealing with this stuff. They're weird benefits nerds in a good way. Like, they like this stuff, and they're great at it. We've been using them for about 4.5 years here at News Radio in Cat Country. And, you know, my wife was super detail-oriented. Oh, my God. How many times I have heard her tell me about, you know, this salesperson, this insurance person, la, la, la. They don't know. And she's right. She's an industrial engineer. She's very smart. They're not always. Torgerson Causey, thumbs up. She loves them. They're fantastic. She gets... They get her seal of approval, which is hard to get. 433-9996. It's no obligation to have them come look at what you're doing and see if they can do it cheaper, better, or both. More than 20 years helping local businesses figure out their benefits. TCBenefitsGroup.com. All right, back to the text on the question of the day. I can't believe I get paid to ask this question, but here it is. I get paid for all the other stuff, and this one's for free.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We throw this one as a bonus.
How many stairs... do you take per step? Are you a...
How many stairs do you take per step?
Shut up. Are
okay.
you...
I'm just asking because I was like, I misread the question.
Are you one stair per step, as in right, left, each is one stair? Are you two steps per step, like I do, typically, not always, but typically? Are you... It takes two steps to get up a step, some people, you know, because it's a little slower going. 437-1620. All right, let's see... Where do we go here? It used to be two steps, Max says, but I just got my right hip replaced, and now I'm down to half a step. Okay, surgery will change your approach, yeah. Double step up, single step down. Oh, that's true. I don't do double step down. That feels... Do I? I have to think. I don't
I
normally.
Think do.
I don't...
I think
to, not
do.
To pay attention. Gosh, dang it. Why do you do these topics, Andrew? You make us think about ordinary things we never have to think about.
I know, Andrew.
I'm a 47-year-old vet with two bad knees. Got to take it one step at a time, brother. Also, I prefer the elevator. Well done. Thank you for your service. Two step, and I have volleyball knees, so I don't. There will come a time, I'm sure, when I can't. You know,
oh, there
martial
will.
Arts and volleyball did not make for long-term knees. Two steps to get up, one step. I have arthritis in the knees. Okay, so that's a half, right? I am left-handed ambidextrous. Let the haters hate.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
It depends on whether I'm carrying stuff. Okay, that can be.
Yeah, true.
Because you go a little more cautiously with precious cargo, or you just don't care and wait for the total spill to happen. It's never happened to me more than once. Anyway, I gallop up and one step at a time coming down. It's more difficult coming down. That's true. And you got to factor in, you know, the nature of the steps. Are you wearing socks on the hardwood steps? Because that can be dangerous and treacherous. Is it, you know... Sneakers on carpet is different than, you know,
wood versus concrete.
Right. I mean, all the, there's a lot of complexity
so
here.
So many factors. Oh, my goodness.
Let's see. It depends on the situation. Clint says one step is normal. If I'm racing some up the stairs or down, I'm hitting every third step. Ooh, a fire.
Wow.
I'm half the stairwell per jump.
Wow.
I like that. Somebody else says, depends on the situation. Carrying something fragile. That's your Christmas story reference. Mm-hmm. Fragile. Otherwise, one step at a time unless I'm in a hurry or trying to impress someone at age 70. See, that's the point. It's impressing me.
But why do you need to impress yourself?
You know why I started thinking about this? Because I started thinking the other day about, you know, at a certain point, I'll have to give this up, I think, probably. What a sad day. Because I've all my life done it this way. Mm-hmm. And at the point where I feel, like, winded, it's not good. But, you know, it'll probably come.
Getting older's not for sissies.
That's so true. Leonard Skinner does them three steps at a time.
three steps.
Give me three. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well done. Kim says, I absolutely use the handrails. Somebody says, I work construction. No time for the gym. I run stairs like doing stadiums and sports practice.
Exactly.
My man. Oh, yeah, wow. That's right. Sheldon says, two at a time, basically running up or down. You know what? This is so encouraging that I know that there are enough other weird people out there like me listening that we're getting a pretty good mix of two at a times and some half at a times and whatever. Wally, as the day goes on, I move from one step at a time slowly to two step at a time fast. Oh, okay. Interesting. I would have thought the other way. You're energetic in the beginning. Just to be annoying, a stair riser for residential is 7 3/4 inches. Maximum stair riser for commercial is 7 inches. Maximum difference between risers is 3/8 of an inch. Cool. All right.
I like the little chair that you can sit in and it goes up the stairs for
you. Oh, nice. Yeah. The what do they call that?
A lift.
Is it?
Chairlift.
Okay.
Chairlift. Yeah.
That's what I love the fact that we have people listening that know so much about so much that they feel it's worth listening and texting in to.
Yes. Thank
give
you.
Us the data. Cool. I love it. Oh. There's a cheater like you, Meg. Somebody here says.
What?
The escalator.
There you go.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the county emergency operations centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
I said, why are you doing this?
Because you can't win, Rock. This guy will kill you to death inside of 3 rounds.
Oh, I failed. I was trying so hard to be fast, and then I got distracted talking to John. You know what I should have played?
What?
Instead of the Rocky clip.
Play it.
Just give me a second. I got to manage a bunch of buttons over here. It's not like I'm some professional board operator.
I know, right?
It's one small step for man.
Oh, my God.
One giant leap for mankind.
Perfect.
Oh, and then after the fact, John comes up with the best corollary question.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Well, when you get on an escalator, do you go up the steps or you just stand there and let it take you up the
escalator? I absolutely climb the stairs on the escalator, accelerating myself to warp speed. Yeah. No,
and that makes me think of the moving
the
sidewalks.
The people mover?
Yeah, the people
yes.
mover. You just stay still.
I get farther faster.
No, get to the right, you slow people.
Get to
let
the
us
right.
walk.
Yep.
I'm trying to go warp speed in turbo mode, man. All right. 8:54 on News Radio 92.3/4. What do you do for a living, sir? I talk about how many steps you take on the radio is what I talk. That's what I get paid to do. Hey, if If you need something done inside your home, and whether it's plumbing or air conditioning, heating, electrical, Peden does all that kind of stuff. And really, they started, you know, quite small. I mean, 55 years ago, they started in Panama City, and Robert Peden basically said, it's hot. It's Florida, it's hot. I will do air conditioning for myself and so for some friends and so for some family and we'll do for other people. And now they span from Tallahassee to Mobile 55 years later, doing not just air conditioning, but of course also heating and doing plumbing and doing electrical and all that stuff. And it's, you know, professional, high quality products, installation, service, stand behind the product, 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, during the last few days of August, you can soak into summer savings by trading in your old water heater with Peden and get $500 off a new tanked water heater. That's a traditional style water heater. Or $1,000 off a new tankless water heater. Heats on demand. You never run out of hot water. And it doesn't, you know, waste the energy heating things that you're not actually going to use. Call or book online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about, nor accidents to begin with. Oh, Candy?
Candy's got opinions. Candy? The Flex Transit? Strip club again? 2 days in a row?
2 days in a row.
All right, fair enough.
Funny story.
Go on, John.
All right.
Love you, Candy.
98.
Don't leave your door open. That's my fault. Studio door's open. It's
exactly,
true.
Exactly. You told me to. All right, 98 westbound, approaching the Garson Point Bridge. We're still seeing a 10 to 15-minute delay through that construction zone, so definitely be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, very good. Hey, if you have not taken the lab survey, the listener appreciation advisory board, go to newsradio923.com. It pops up. It's very intrusive. It tells you take it. So take it, and then, you know, you won't have to take it again. Also, the News Radio Pensacola app, great way to listen to the show, catch all the podcasts later if you want to go back and listen. You can listen to them in different day parts if you want to, different times of day. But also, it'll give you the opportunity to enter to win tickets for the FSU-Alabama game happening this Saturday at the Doak. So it pops right up on the app, and you can enter there. And that is the only way to enter, so that is you should have it anyway. You should have it on your phone. We got a good text in, John. You're laughing over here.
Yes,
or something.
Look at what James sent, a picture.
Let's see. James
perfect.
For somebody in the ride-along chairlift going up and then going down the other side of a
roller coaster.
So
yes,
fantastic.
Perfect.
What's the Gremlins? Wasn't it Gremlins where they changed the calibration?
Oh, yes.
And they sent Grandma flying out the window?
Yep.
Oh, my God. I've seen too many movies. All right. Fair enough. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. The big news of the day, of course. We've barely talked about it at all. I apologize. It is the news of the universe. Travis Kelce and what's her name again?
I think it's
Beyonce?
Taylor something.
Yeah, okay. Taylor Swift got it. When I first saw this story yesterday, I'll be honest. My first impulse was to make one of those memes that says, marked safe from caring about Travis and Taylor. And then I thought about it some more and I thought, you know what? That's so arrogant. I'm happy.
Isn't it nice to just get some good news?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's good news. It's romance. It's young love, young-ish, 35, you know, whatever.
They're both so talented that they found each other.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
And you know what I thought is we live in a world full of doom and gloom and despair and, you know, abuse and divorce and misery. It's nice to see a couple get engaged. It's
so
rejuvenating.
Cute.
I mean, I was watching this 10 stories on the big dust storm and the floods and the this and the that.
The
and
then it's like, oh, and removing the A Street mural.
And then you had this nice little happy story. I was like, oh, I'm so happy.
And my take on this also is, you know, in a world where, let's say, relationships and marital norms have shifted a lot over the years, it's good to see a couple date and get engaged.
Yes.
Aiming at performing the holy sacrament of matrimony. Yay! I mean, maybe they don't get married. Okay. Maybe it doesn't work out long term. Okay. But, you know, it might too. And they seem happy and they seem like lovely people. And I hope they have a bunch of kids and I hope they have a lifelong marriage. And I hope, you know, it's painful and wonderful all at the same time, like every marriage is supposed to be. So, what's your big eyes?
Nothing.
For John?
Nothing.
Your bulgy eyes?
Yeah. No, I'm good.
Well, you know, like people get married because they think it's going to make you happy, but the point of marriage is not to make you happy, it's to make you holy.
Oh, I was just going to say it's tough, but
I mean, it's kind of a sucker punch, right? You know, you get suckered into it on the, you know, hey, here's what you get. And then once you get in, you're like, oh, dang it, growth, maturity, devotion, sacrifice. God.
What?
You stuffed this filet mignon full of peas. Dang it, you got me to eat my health food while you're...
I have so much to say, but gosh, there's so little time.
Oh, look at that. We're out of time.
We're out of time.
Yeah, no, so congratulations. It's fantastic. Also, Topps has put a squirrel on a baseball card.
Why?
Well, it was a squirrel that showed up in the Yankees game.
Cool.
And stood toe-to-toe with the pitcher, and they put him on a baseball card. He's a Yankee.
More good news.
It's just the wildest story, but I love it.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters.